what happened the last year? So you have Gene by Chaba about his work. There was not much other, that's not true. Many people has contributed. And first of all, we decided to develop it together with Tickle. So the branches were reorganized to have the same style as with Tickle. Some people didn't like that. So we have some people who don't support TK87 and don't merge to that branch. But, well, at the end, we want to get TK9 out. So that's a small points. The TK9 specially has a full Unicode. So that's also a point we have. And we have the ICU. Well, we will see that now, perhaps. So first of all, scaling of items. So here on the right side, you see how it looked before. So here are the small widgets which are not scaled. And now they are scaled in the right way. So that's the old. I took all the images from tickets. So that's the old one. So you want to have them. We had the speech about that last year by Chaba. Yeah. But also, that was for the programmer, that is also visible. Because before, we have had configured everything in pixels. And that should change. Now we have configured, for example, border width and so on in image sizes. So we have some image sizes and that had to change. Okay. Next one. Yeah, the macOS, we have some major rewrite. So better performance, better conformance, graphical artifacts don't work. So before you had to move sometimes the mouse that something was refreshed and so on. And there were fewer crashes, so they are no known anymore, but apparently that was a problem. Yeah. So about the widgets, we have just seen the north, south, east, west. The dark mode, so down here. Why this is shown? Because here the flash is not visible anymore. Chaba has changed that. I think he modifies the SVG image. I've seen in the code, here it is black, here it is, then it got white. So that's the problem image, the solution image is that there's a white flash in.
But it should already work.
Yeah, absolutely. That's only the from the ticket. Yeah, that's from the image from the ticket. Okay. Yeah, we have the touchpad. We have the scroll wheel binning without and with shift, so that it was told. So normally we push shift to have vertical scrolling and without shift, but on widgets which have only one direction, that doesn't make any sense. So that was the unification to ignore the shift if it has only one side, like a scroll bar. Okay. The tree view got a lot of new options by Peter Spooth. The cursor position on glyphs is quite an issue. For example, if you have by Unicode represented this character, you can represent it by two Unicode points. So the A and the addition 2 points. So in Unicode that is possible. That renders like that. But physically, you have two code points. And if the cursor moves to the right, it moves here and moves here, because it thinks there are two characters, but there are no two characters, there's only one, or there are two glyphs, there's only one glyphs. So we had issues in cursor moving, word moving, and so on. And this was solved by including the ICU, or parts of the ICU library. So we have all those functionality, and especially it is support for languages, which are quite foreign to us, like the Thai language. In the Thai language, the word border are not made by spaces. They are, I don't know how it works, but it's done differently. So if you say next word, it must jump in the middle of, there are no spaces and no punctual characters. So also that works now by the use of the ICU library. The ICU library is a general purpose Unicode library which has lots of function in that. It's normally present in all systems, and we use a library present on the system, and if it's not there, we have some fallback, so it basically falls back to the old functionality to jump at spaces and so on. Okay. What didn't happen is the minus local switch for each widget. So the aim currently we use the language of the system. And the idea was, okay, each widget can have another language mode. So we can have a Thai input and a Sun, and it should behave differently. So we could have a local for each widget, but that there was no support for that tip, so it didn't happen, and it will be in the next one. Okay, so that's about that. We have removed some stuff, and where Rune spoke about is about the TK configure widget. So we have abandoned an old interface or an old way to use it and make that more modern. Some people didn't like it because they had to change a lot of code. We are sorry for that. We have other language bindings, Python, TK Inter. We had on the mailing list, I would say, personally blessed by Mark Culler, who said, "You have forgotten us and you have changed things and TK Inter doesn't work anymore," and so on. And they're coming in the last minute. And I said, "Okay, we are now developing this since 7 years, and you, now in the last week you're looking into it and you remark, okay, it doesn't work." Yeah, so I thought, okay, we will delay for another year for TK Inter. That will not happen. It was solved and was explained, so that's great. I don't know about the other ones, Perl TK, which has a direct TK interface, no Tickle interpreter embedded. Ruby TK, I don't know how that works, and others which are not listed, I don't know anything behind. But for anybody who knows those communities, it would be great to have more links, more communication. So with TK Inter, that is getting better, I would say. But I also tried to get some people from those community here. So a main TK Inter developer is in Budapest. So I said, well, it's only 2 hours by train, come along, but it didn't happen, unfortunately. One of the big theme creators, he makes great theme, Erdi Biene is his acronym. It's,
His name is Benjamin, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but
talk to him in Hungarian.
So yeah.
The problem is, yes, but he is now, I don't know what he's doing, so he's not very active to say it.
Well, communicating is not so easy, but yeah. We all those artists which do those designs.
He has a lot of other hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah, they pop up, they make something beautiful, and they disappear. So that's also one problem we always have. Okay.
He promised us something for the last October, and now we are in July.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Great. So TCT is the same as Tickle. So, yeah. Rolf should sit here as TCT member. Andreas should sit here, but I thought we will have special TK people here. It was also my wish to have a TK session here, so thank you for that. What is the future? We get released with Tickle 9. We can remove old stuff. We may use great GAMs we have, but to replace stuff like the new text we'd get for higher speed, more structure, whatever. The canvas with anti-aliasing separates the TK part of the image command to get it into the Tickle command, implements the image formats. The last two are on my desk. Do I have? No, I have no other slide. And something which is also clear is that Don Porter as release manager we are looking for a new release manager for TK. So I want to say that here. So we also have to think how to do that. We want perhaps to make more TK releases and tickle releases. We will see how that works out, but it is clearly pronounced that, okay, we need new people for TK. Yeah. Okay, so that's my presentation. Thank you all. And we will come, I will again take the first one. So you have a nice background. So, yeah, so TKL is really a gem, and it is quite interesting that it is often so little maintained, and we have so little manpower in it. And at the end, so many people use it because it's just great. And it is still one of the best tools to display stuff. It has things what many Microsoft tools are dreaming of, like scaling, like reorganization if its screen is smaller and all this stuff. So it's really a great tool. And I want to ask the panel, what is your thought about where should TK go? What are the big changes you think of? And I especially want to ask about the replacement of the, who's the fourth? It was no fourth person. René, yes, René is in the panel. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm especially interested, so we have three questions. Where do you see the future of TK? Toward, or should TK9.0 now be released? The second one, which widgets, what improvement do you see? And third one, which organization of TK? How can we have the best organization to move with TK forward? Okay. Is this one on? Is this one on? No, not that one. It gives you that one. So the first one is, do you think TK9 should be released in that state? Is it ready?
I think so. I think so. It's ready. It should be released, and then we go forward. And the next one, I think it's the same like in TCL. We need some packages directory where we can put extensions which will provide it with a new release. And we need some other repository where we can put totally new stuff. So we can get the new stuff from this part into the packages directory. Mm. So we have a migration path for new widgets and new IDs.
Yeah, good. Great.
My opinion is too, TK9 is actually in a good shape. It should be released at any rate. I would even say TK is in a better shape than TKL at this moment. I can see, and I have seen a lot of discussion concerning new TKL features. There were many different views, and so I am happy that now maybe in the next few weeks we have a new TKL release, and at any rate that should come with a new TK release. So it is also my personal opinion. We should not separate the TKL releases from the TKL releases, because okay, now we who are sitting here, we know maybe a lot. A bit more about the whole history of TKL and TK and so on, but just think think of the normal users. They just want some place. Okay, I can download the Tickle and TK and I can work with it. They don't want to compile anything. So this is at any rate quite important to have TK in sync with Tickle. Concerning the repositories, I am not quite sure. That is something we have discussed every year of this, and I just don't see any progress. And I must confess, I also don't have any better ideas to this. So I will just keep this theme, this topic. Like the votes, you can vote with yes or no or with present. So I am present concerning this topic. I have no good opinion about it. Another thing is, you have mentioned the new Tickle, the new text widget. Let me say, the text widget is quite fundamentally important for Tableau. So Tableau is actually the best test for the text widget, because it is so complex and uses quite a lot of text widget features. And I regret to say the new text widget is currently not ready for production use. I have two reproducibly reproducible test cases. So I can reproduce crashes with Tableau.
Yeah. What do you think of the interface of the new text widget? Compatibility interface?
At least in Tableau, I have made the necessary changes, so they are not as difficult to do, but they can be important at some places. For example, concerning the indices, you can have something like index plus one character as also, and plus one character is actually a legacy syntax, because that character can also be something which is not a character, but it is a widget or an image. This is just one example where the new text widget is no longer compatible. People using it can do the necessary changes, so it is not impossible. So at least I was able to do it, and I think everybody else will manage it. But the whole thing is, it still crashes, so that is a problem. And it crashes, we just don't have anybody who could tell us why it crashes. So I have Tableau examples which crash the text widget. The new test widget, but I was not able to build a small pure Tickle script for the same purpose. So it is not easy, and the implementation is awfully complicated. And we have the same problem. We have no resources. We have too few resources.
Yeah, what I learned in the beginning of the new text widget discussion was that always, okay, the current text widget is monolithic big code, so nobody can understand it, and the new one would be more modularized or would be cleaner. Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps also Rolf can comment on that.
I agree that TK9 is in a shape good enough to get it out together with CCL, and I tested the new implementation of the macOS site that Mark did, and in the application that I have, it runs smoothly. There's no problem, or the only one or two problems that I saw are fixed already. So this is really good, and it's a vast improvement, because it's very annoying if you have widgets that don't show up in the interface. Only when you move the cursor into that widget, it pops up. And this is a no-go for a typical user, because they keep asking me, can't you fix this? And I just need to say, no, I can't, because it's not my fault. alone this and the scalability or scaling awareness are so good to have that it must go out, definitely. And also keeping those two parts in sync, I'm not sure if I'm against or for it, but from the user point of view, it's probably better to keep them connected, so that a TK9 is always a TCL9 and they always come together, because it makes it so much easier to just use it out of the box. And also probably it's like there are not so many people working actively on TK, so I'm not sure if it makes sense to decouple those two in terms of the pace of development, because it will not be quicker just by decoupling them anyway. Yes. So probably we won't get any benefit out of that, and just more confusion when you need to ask people, can I actually combine TCL9.1 with TK9.0, or is it impossible, or all kinds of questions might turn up, and maybe even problems implementation-wise. I think for TK, the most important thing from my point of view is the canvas that needs improvement. It's nice as it is, but it's so low level that it's difficult to implement nice things on top easily. Just one example, if you want to do something like plot chart, and you have a plot with dots, the canvas doesn't have a dot. It has an oval, but an oval has two coordinate pairs, so you always need to make sure to handle two coordinates for just a single dot, and then it's the lower left corner that is the origin and not the center, so it's off. So you need to do a lot of calculations in order to have what you actually want, a simple dot. And what I wanted to have at some point was kind of a new canvas item dot, and I worked on this for a while, but hadn't time to finish this. Such additions would be very, very good, to have more different items, and all these improvements that we can get from GK Path, for example, would be great to have. So if we can find some resources, some people that are willing to do this work, it would be very, very good to get the best pieces out of all those things and make a new or an improved canvas from that. At least that is what I think is most important for the things that I work with, because I work a lot with visualization.
So I think I can keep short, because everything was said by everybody nearly. So get TK9, take TK9 out with TK9, okay. Keep TK and TK in sync, okay. Maybe two things of new features with TK9, or which already appeared in TK8.7, you did not mention. I personally, for my PO apps, use 8.7 alpha since several years because of two new features. That's having access to the alpha channel of an image, which is not available in 8.6. And having access to metadata of images, which Harold implemented, so you get the resolution of images and you can write the resolution of images. As I'm mostly working with images, that's two nice features which are not in 8.6, which are now in TK9, so get it out as soon as possible so I don't have to use a alpha version of 8.7 again. And maybe one problem regarding TK development. The big problem are the different operating system, Mac, Linux, Windows, we have to support. And these is much more difficult than, let's say, developing for pure TCL, which mainly has only generic code. And in TK, you have lots of platform-dependent code. One idea to solve that was already discussed since several years, put the platform dependencies out to a library like SDL, which handle this. And so that's the way, for example, Christian Werner managed to get his Androwish working on Android. So if we don't have the power to get all this platform-dependent stuff working or developed with our small community, maybe that would be an idea to handle the platform stuff out to a well-supported platform. That's my two cents.
Allow me to drop in to the topic of decoupling TCL and TK. And forgive me to disagree with the opinions you heard. Of course, bring it out now, and you will have it to cover the TK. But the decoupling isn't a problem at all. Look at TK from the viewpoint as just a very special and prominent extension. There is nothing special for an extension to say, I work with 8.5, 8.6, and 9.0 or so. There is not really a problem with that, I think. It's just a matter of putting a sentence prominently on a web page. With versions, did that TK version work? Of course, the argument just decoupling makes development not faster is correct. But in fact, a lot of people, René, for example, already used 8.7 TK features because they were so great and so good. The Mac people have the problem. Mac does change things all the times, and they try to catch up. If we have coupled TK and TCL releases, looking at the long release cycles of TCL, this isn't bearable for the TK people, at least on Mac, but I think also for the Windows people. In fact, a lot of new features were already in 8.7 and no release were inside because of the coupling. So I think it isn't that clear that we should keep the coupling of the versions. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, please use a mic.
It must not be done at the, for example, patch level, but I don't want to have a TCL 9 and a TK 8, something like that. So it's okay if we have now a TCL and TK 9.0, that TK advances with 9.0.1, 2.3 patch releases or maybe minor releases, but I don't want to get a mismatch with major versions. That was in the pre-TCL 8 times, and it was very distracting, I think. TCL 7 and TK 4 and stuff like this.
I can mention a small example. There was a long-standing ticket concerning the underline index, so that just didn't work in TK. And nobody was able to fix it. It turned out the bug was in TCL and not in TK. So that is yet another argument to keep the two in sync and don't let the development take different ways.
Reinhard Max?
Just my opinion.
Come in the camera's side.
That's okay. The argument is okay, but that argument is true for every other extension. If the bug of your extension is in Tickle, then you lost, of course. I don't think this is a strong argument to keep decoupling, because there are also benefits of decoupling.
Yes, you might be right, and I might be right too. So I don't know, and I don't think we can decide this topic now.
Well, let me chime in at this point. Maybe it would be possible to keep both. And see, once Tickle 9 gets into maintenance mode or minor release mode, if it really turns out to be a problem for TK that TCL has too few releases, why not just allow TK to have intermediate releases? And then recouple at the next minor release. The next minor or the next release of Tickle anyway.
Yeah.
So you have loops in the Tickle version.
No, if we keep the three component release numbers, just allow TK to have a fourth component for intermediate releases, or rethink the three component releases like PostgreSQL did when they went from 9 to 10. They just skipped one of them, and now they are yearly releasing major releases, 10, 11, 12. Now we are at 17. Just an idea. But yeah, why not allow a fourth component for intermediate releases of TK if Tickle really is too slow?
Reinhard, forgive me, but given our release cycles, having four-number release numbering seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah, or discuss removing one of the components if it's not needed anymore.
Yeah. Thank you for the discussion. That's great. Basically, for me, we just need more releases. In any way.
Yeah. Faster.
Yes. Sebastian, you want to say something? Okay. So, are there any questions from the auditorium? Okay, great, thank you. Do you see the TK path a replacement for the canvas? Can we take the canvas out, TK path in, or what is a feasible, good plan to get a new canvas? Or should we more take parts of it, like anti-aliasing as alpha channel, into the current canvas? Or what would be a good way to do that?
You have a lot of options. You can get some code from the TK path and include it in the canvas. But I think it's difficult, because there are underlying models are different. Then you could use the TK path, the older one from Matt Bengtsson, and it already has all the canvas elements. But then you have problems using the canvas elements together with the SVG elements. Or we could use a completely new widget without the canvas elements. But then you have to rewrite your canvas code. So I don't know which one is the best.
Other opinions?
I'm not so familiar with TKPass, but doesn't TKPass depend on Cairo and or other of these libraries?
Unix on Cairo.
Yeah.
On Windows on GDI Plus.
Okay, that's part. Yeah.
And macOS.
That
default core graphics.
That may be a design decision of the core. Whether I want something in the core which depends on several other external libraries. So maybe just keeping it as an extension would be fine. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I would also keep it as an extension, also because we have so much legacy code that uses the canvas that doesn't want to break, probably. Also, if it's more or less the same syntax, there will probably be problems there. And this dependency on third libraries is probably also a problem, because someone needs to keep up with those then, in addition to supporting the actual code of TKPass. So it is already a package and everyone can use it if they can. I haven't tested it recently, so I cannot tell how good the macOS support is, but my experience from last experiments was that it was always difficult to have it on the Mac. And if this happens when you take it into the core, just because we don't have the resources to keep up, that would be the worst case.
Yeah, currently we have always a paradigm. We need all platforms if it goes to the core. So that's currently something. René has seen that. He has made proposals, and the answer was no. RBC is not available on the Mac, so we don't take it in the core. What's your opinion on that paradigm? It's a good thing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, this is the great strength of TCL and TK, that you can write code once and it runs, if you make it properly, on all three platforms unchanged. And this is such a good thing to have. I would never break that.
Okay, any other questions? So I want to give a big applause to our TK panel.